USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg gave lawyers for President Donald Trump a temporary win in their bid to block subpoenas issued by House Democrats involving the president's financial records. Lawyers for the president had asked the Supreme Court to block the subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and Capital One for the president's financial records. Ginsburg granted their request for the stay, but it expires in only 1 week, barring further action from the court. Two North Carolina towns have canceled their Christmas parades due to fears of unspecified threats of violence from groups who plan to protest the inclusion of Confederate groups. Wake Forest said in a statement that its downtown board of directors voted to cancel this year's parade due to the potential for violence. The neighboring city of Garner canceled its own parade a week earlier, citing concerns the event could be targeted for disruption. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The U.S. Navy sailor who fatally shot two people at Pearl Harbor before killing himself was unhappy with his commanders and had been undergoing counseling. Gabriel Romero, age 22, faced non-judicial punishment for minor misconduct. He used his two service weapons in the attack. Romero also wounded a 36-year-old man in the attack on Wednesday at the Naval Shipyard. That victim is in stable condition still at a local hospital. In a second Navy attack at a base this week, a shooter opened fire in a classroom at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida, leaving four people dead and 12 wounded. The Pearl Harbor shooting came just days before a ceremony to remember those who perished in the Japanese bombing 78 years ago that propelled the U.S. into World War II. Security will be beefed up at the annual event and is expected to draw survivors, veterans, dignitaries, and others to honor the more than 2,300 Americans killed on December 7, 1941. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The economy is buzzing along with the Labor Department's report on the unemployment rate, much stronger than what analysts were expecting. John Clemens reports.
Analysts were looking at gains of about 180,000. But according to Lanny Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were 266,000 jobs added in November.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 266,000 in November, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and in professional and technical services. Employment rose in manufacturing, reflecting the return of workers from a strike.
That strike involved tens of thousands of workers at General Motors. I'm John Clemens.
The state of New York is moving ahead with a law that will raise the minimum wage to $15 statewide on New Year's Eve. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget director said several studies show New York's gradual increase in the minimum wage has not caused a loss in jobs. Ron Liebman, an Emmy-winning actor who garnered a Tony for his work in Broadway's Angels in America and played the father of Jennifer Aniston's Rachel Green on Friends, passed away. He was 82. He broke into the entertainment industry in 1956 on the soap opera The Edge of Night. Liebman also starred opposite Sally Field as a dedicated union rep in 1979's Norma Rae. Thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate your listening. I'm John Hunt for USA Radio News.